Lyrics of Love and Laughter by Paul Laurence Dunbar. When they listed colored soldiers. They was talking in the cabin. They was talking in the hall. But I listened kinda careless, not a-thinking about it all. And on Sunday, too, I noticed they was whispering mighty much, standing all around the roadside when they led us out of church. But I didn't think about it till the middle of the week, and my Lias come to see me, and somehow he couldn't speak. Then I seed all in a minute what he'd come to see me for. They had listed colored soldiers, and my Lias gone to war. Oh, I hugged him, and I kissed him, and I begged him not to go. But he told me that his conscience, it was calling to him so, and he couldn't bear to linger when he'd had a chance to fight for the freedom they had given him and the glory of the right. So he kissed me, and he left me, when I'd promised to be true, and they put a knapsack on him and a coat all colored blue, so I gin him Pap's old Bible from the bottom of the drawer, when they listed colored soldiers and my Lias went to war. But I thought of all the weary miles that he would have to tramp, and I couldn't be contented when they took him to the camp. Why, my heart and I broke with grieving till I seed him on the street. Then I felt like I could go and throw my body at his feet, for his buttons was a-shining, and his face was shining too, and he looked so strong and mighty in his coat of soldier blue, that I hollered, "Step up, Manny," though my throat was sore and raw, when they listed colored soldiers, and my Lias went to war. Old Miss cried when Master left her, young Miss mourned her brother Ned, and I didn't know they's feelings is the very words they said. When I told them I was sorry, they had done give up they all, but they only seemed more prouder that they men had heard the call. Both my masters went in gray suits, and I loved the Yankee blue, but I thought that I could sorrow for the losing of them too. But I couldn't, for I didn't know the half of what I saw, till they listed colored soldiers and my Lias went to war. Master Jack came home all sickly. He was broke for life, they said, and they left my poor young master summers on the roadside, dead. When the women cried and mourned him, I could feel it through and through, for I had a loving fighting in the way of danger, too. Then they told me they had laid him summers way down south to rest, with the flag that he had fit for shining day across his breast. Well, I cried, but then I reckon that's what God had called him for, when they listed colored soldiers, and my Lias went to war. The end of When They Listed Colored Soldiers by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Let It Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.